Here at the Farm Progress Show in the Illinois Soybean Association tent with me is someone who took part in the Illinois Soybean Yield Challenge here in Illinois this year. Could you introduce yourself for me, please?
Yeah, my name is Dwayne Milner. I work at Shipman Elevator Company in Shipman, Illinois.
Now, why don't you tell me first how you got involved with the Soybean Yield Challenge in Illinois?
Brad White, he's our BASF rep, came to us and wanted us to sponsor, a team for us to put into the Soybean Challenge.
So now as a team, you had, what, about 10 members then?
Yeah, we had 10 members.
What was the next step? You got the team members, then what'd you do?
Well, what they were was we had 10 salesmen, and they got to each choose a grower that they wanted to work with. And then each salesman went to them growers and worked a plan out for how they wanted to go forward with the their high-yield formula or recipe or whatever you want to call it.
So basically, then you, the 10 of you kind of got together, and well, not necessarily got together, but you each were trying out different things to see what works best?
Yeah, we didn't have any set guidelines. It was just pretty well what they wanted to do to see how they can increase yields on their farm.
So how does it then, how does the challenge work then? Do you kind of all add up all your yields and divide them by 10, or what? How does it work?
Well, first off was we took the high-yield spot in the field, and then we did that compared to the untreated check. And then they'd get their average of what they seen the yield increase was to get to collectively. Then we, as a whole, then we brought them in and divided by 10, got our average of 8.1 bushel per acre.
Now, was this growing season?
This was last year,
2010. Last year, 2010.
Well, I mean, we've got 10 members again this year doing it. Some of them are the same as last year, but most of them we went after another group of farmers just to kind of broaden our landscape or whatever.
Well, what part of the state are we talking about?
Well, it'd be more southwestern part of the state. It'd be towards St. Louis area.
So you've had some real growing challenges then in this area this season, haven't you?
Yeah, we've definitely this year we've seen a lot of drought stress. We've had times where we went a month without rain, a lot of 100-degree heat. So it's been a little more challenging than it was last year.
All right, well, let's talk about last year since that's done yet and you don't quite know what you got still this year. So what did you end up with last year?
Last year, like I said, we did an 8.1 bushel average over the untreated checks. But we had beans yields from 90 all the way down into the 50s, you know, and just mainly resulted from planting date.
Now, BASF was kind of your sponsor for this then?
Yes, ma'am.
So what were some of the techniques, some of the things that you did to get a higher yield?
Well, like I said, everybody did a lot of different approach, but our most common ones was seed treatments, planting early, fertility management. Most of it was we used Headline as our fungicide, and we use an insecticide on it, and residual herbicides.
So you're doing it again, so obviously you felt like you learned something from this.
Yeah, we learned a lot. Like I said, there was some off-the-wall stuff. We learned that some of them worked, and some of them definitely did not help us at all. But as a whole, we've learned that we've got to manage soybeans, we've got to plant them early, we've got to manage more like corn.
Very good. Well, thank you very much. Here at the Farm Progress Show in the Illinois Soybean Association tent, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.